Yeah, I see. Bruh. 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 Bro. Bruh. 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 Bro. 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 Bruh. 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 Bruh.
Y'all.
Bruh. Bruh.
Wow.
Bruh. Bruh.
Whoa.
Bro. Bruh.
Hello! Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast by giving shout outs to our sponsors. So here they are.
Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte.
The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. You can contact the owner, Miss Latrina, at 301-868-7757.
The Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy.
Howell, Howell, and Krause, attorneys at law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
Murray Physical Therapy, hurt less, do more, get better.
Life with Lemons. Just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully.
Now we're going to move on to this week's joke of the week, or JOTW.
What do you go at red and stop at green?
I don't know. What do you go at red and stop at green?
A watermelon.
Oh, that's, I get it, because you eat the red part, but
you don't eat the green part.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's move on to the big word of the week, or BWOTW.
Yeah.
Okay, Dayton, what's this week's big word of the week?
Ineffable.
What does ineffable mean?
Too great to be expressed in words. Want me to spell it?
No, it's just, that's like, there's a word for something that is too great to be expressed in words.
So, the word ineffable is not ineffable.
Yes,
very it's true. Ineffable.
Now we're gonna move on to our famous African American scientists. And yes, for the month of July, we're doing famous African American scientists. So there you go. And he's very ineffable. This week's famous African American science is Benjamin Banneker. He was born on November 9th, 1731. In Ellicott's Mills, Maryland. He was a largely self-educated mathematician, astronomer, compiler of almanacs, and writer. Huh. And a fun fact about him, Benjamin Banneker invented the... Take a guess.
I don't know.
Streetlight.
What? Well, so I was going to say like a light bulb or something.
Speaking of red and green and yellow, I guess.
Yeah,
we get that color. Because I think he saw a lot of crashes going on because people didn't know in the street when they were driving.
They didn't go stop. Yeah, so he slow. Yeah.
Okay. So he invented the streetlight. And that is what makes him so amazing and ineffable. Well, I guess I did describe him.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to Would You Rather. Dayton?
Okay. Easy, let's try not to choose the same thing. Would you rather go to the past or go to the future?
I would go to the future because I would like to see how things would change in the future and I could predict the future.
I would want to go in the past so I could see my late ancestors.
Yeah, and I guess you could, if you went far enough in the past, you could go back and see stuff that you couldn't see, I guess. I don't know.
Like the Artemis, Titanic.
Okay. Now we have this week's quote of the week by Benjamin Banneker. Presumption should never make us neglect that which appears easy to us, nor despair make us lose courage at the sight of difficulties.
Wow, that's a great quote.
Yeah, that one's really powerful. And if you would like to learn even more things about Benjamin Banneker, you always have Google. And if you find something on the podcast, or some online, sorry, that you'd like to send to the podcast, you can email us at bro@outlook.com. Oh, guys, wait, let's take a pause. We have a listener response from Kennedy, and she said that she would choose a wand in our last, because from our last segment, and she received a
funny pack.
Yeah, a fanny pack. So if you would like to be like Kennedy, ending up on the podcast and getting a fanny pack
and giving a shout out,
well, yeah, same difference.
Okay.
You can email us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com.
Okay, easy. Let's name some of those prizes.
Okay, we have
fanny packs,
women and man bags,
t-shirts.
Let's see. Oh, signed pictures of me and Dayton.
Stickers.
Cars.
Yep.
We give out cars.
Yep.
So just email us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com, and you could win those prizes and more. What the heck?
We have a lot of cars.
Yeah, we have a lot of cars, guys. They just sit around. Now let's move on to this week's tech fact. Dayton, let's hear it.
A Korean chip maker created a 128 gigabyte DDR4, which is a computer, and 128 gigabytes. A computer usually starts off with about 1 terabyte.
That's,
or 4 gigabytes.
That's
just insane.
A lot. Yeah.
Wish I could have that on a phone.
Okay. So moving on to the last segment of this week's show. Our movie recommendation, which we recently saw in theaters, and Dayton has for us.
Uncle Drew, a good sports movie starring Kyrie Irving, Nate Robinson, Shaq, Lisa Leslie, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber, and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, it's a very good basketball movie, and it's highly recommended by Bro vs. Bro. So if you would like to send us in a movie recommendation that you recently saw or saw a while ago, doesn't matter, you can email us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com.
And you could win all that stuff that we said.
Yep. So now as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. Our sound director, Luis Acosta.
Yeah, I see.
Our director, BL Self.
Bruh.
And this week, our music is Bruh by Hovey
Bruh.
Benjamin.
Bruh.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. Bruh. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Bruh.
And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Bruh, y'all. Bruh. 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 Whoa. Bro. Bruh. I don't know you. Do I? Dude.